This week's newsletter announces the disclosure of a vulnerability affecting old versions of LND and Summarize, is a discussion about the Bitcoin Core project's priorities. Also included are our regular sections describing discussion related to consensus changes, announcing new releases and release candidates, and summarizing notable changes to popular Bitcoin, infrastructure software, news, disclosure of fixed LND vulnerability allowing theft. Matt Morehouse posted to Delving Bitcoin to announce the responsible disclosure of a vulnerability that affected LND versions before 0.18. Upgrading to 0.18 or ideally, the current version is recommended. An attacker who shares a channel with a victim node, and who can also somehow cause the victim's node to restart at a particular time, can trick LND into both paying for and refunding the same HDLC, allowing the attacker to steal nearly the entire value of a channel. Morehouse notes that the other LN implementations have all independently discovered and fixed this vulnerability, including as early as 2018, see Newsletter 17, but the LN specification doesn't describe the correct behavior and may even require the incorrect behavior. He has opened a PR to update the specification. Discussion about Bitcoin Core's priorities. Several blog posts by Antoine Poinsot about the future of the Bitcoin Core project were linked in a thread on Delving Bitcoin. In the first blog post, Poinsot describes the benefits of long-term goal setting and the costs of ad hoc decision making. In the second post, he argues that Bitcoin Core should be a robust backbone for the Bitcoin network, balancing between securing the Bitcoin Core software and implementing new features to strengthen and improve the Bitcoin network. In the third post, he recommends splitting the existing project into three projects: a node, a wallet, and a GUI. This is within reach today thanks to the multiple-year effort of the multiprocess subproject, see Newsletter 39, for our first mention of this subproject in 2019. Anthony Towns questions whether multiprocess would really allow an effective split, as the individual components would remain tightly coupled. Many changes to one project would also require changes to the other projects. However, it would be a clear win to move features that don't currently require a node into a library or tool that can be maintained independently. He also describes how some people are using nodes today with middleware that makes it easy for users to connect their wallets to their own nodes using blockchain indexes, basically a personal block. Explorer is something the Bitcoin Core project has previously rejected, including in its node directly. Finally, he notes that to him, providing wallet features mostly and a GUI to a lesser extent is a way of keeping us honest to the principle of Bitcoin being usable by a decentralized bunch of hackers versus being something that you can only really use if you're a whale or an established corporation willing to make a big investment. David Harding expresses concern that refocusing the main project on just consensus code and P2P relay will make it harder for everyday users to use a full node to validate their own incoming wallet transactions. He asks Poinsot and other contributors to consider focusing instead on making Bitcoin Core easier for everyday users. He describes the power of full node validation. Those who operate the full nodes that validate the predominant amount of economic activity have the ability to define Bitcoin's consensus rules. In an example, he shows that even a 30-minute change in what rules are enforced could lead to the politically permanent destruction of cherished properties of Bitcoin, such as the 20.1 MBTC limit. He believes that everyday users are more strongly invested in Bitcoin's properties than organizations that run nodes on behalf of their customers. If developers of Bitcoin Core value the current consensus rules, Harding argues that making it easy for everyday users to personally validate their wallet transactions is as important for security as preventing and eliminating bugs that could lead to severe vulnerabilities. Changing consensus. A monthly section summarizing proposals and discussion about changing Bitcoin's consensus rules. Bitcoin Forking Guide. Anthony Towns announced to Delving Bitcoin a guide to how to build community consensus for changes to Bitcoin's consensus rules. He splits the social consensus building into four stages: research and development, power user exploration, industry evaluation, and investor review. He then briefly touches on the technical steps that come at the end of the process to activate the change in Bitcoin software. His post notes that it's only a guide to the cooperative path, where you make a change that makes everyone's life better, and more or less everyone ends up agreeing that the change makes everyone's lives better, he also warns that it's also only a fairly high-level guide. Update on BIP360 Pato Quantum, Resistant, #P2 Courage. Developer Hunter Beast posted an update on his research into quantum resistance for BIP360 to the Bitcoin dev mailing list. He's made changes to the list of quantum secure algorithms he's proposing to use, is looking for someone to champion development of a patent. Aprut #P2 Turage scheme, see newsletter 141, and is considering targeting the same security level as currently provided by Bitcoin, NIST Roman 2, rather than a higher level NIST V that requires more block space and CPU verification time. His post received multiple replies. Private block template market, place to prevent centralizing MEV. Matt Corallo and developer 7D5X9 posted to Delving Bitcoin about allowing part is to bid in public markets for selected space within. Miner block templates, for example, I'll pay XBTC to include transaction Y as long as it comes before any other transactions which interact with the smart contract identified by Z. This is something that transaction creators on Bitcoin already want for various protocols, such as certain colored coin protocols, and it's likely to become even more desirable in the future as new protocols are developed, including proposals requiring consensus changes, such as certain covenants. If the service of preferential transaction ordering within block templates is not provided by a trust-reduced public market, it's probable that it will instead be provided by large miners, who will compete with users of the various protocols. This will require the miners obtain large amounts of capital and technical sophistication, likely leading to them earning significantly higher profits than smaller miners without those capabilities. This will centralize mining and allow the large miners to censor Bitcoin transactions more easily. The developers propose providing trust reduction by allowing miners to work on blinded block templates, whose complete transactions aren't revealed to the miner until they've produced sufficient proof of work to publish the block. The developers propose two mechanisms for achieving this without requiring any consensus changes. Trusted block templates, a miner connects to a marketplace, selects the bids it wants to include in a block, and asks the marketplace to construct a block template. The marketplace responds with a block header, Coinbase transaction, and partial Merkle branch that allow the miner to generate proof of work for that template without learning its exact contents. If the miner does produce the network target amount of proof of work, it submits the header and Coinbase transaction to the marketplace, which verifies the proof of work, adds it to the block template, and broadcasts the block. The marketplace might include a transaction paying the miner in the block template, or it might pay the miner separately at a later time. Trusted execution environments. Miners obtain a device with a TE secure enclave, connect to marketplaces and select bids they want to include in their blocks, and receive the transactions in those bids encrypted to the TE enclave key. The block template is constructed within the TE, and the TE provides the host operating system with the header, Coinbase transaction, and partial Merkle branch. If the target proof of work is generated, the miner provides it to the TE, which verifies it and returns the full decrypted block template for the miner to add to the header and broadcast. Again, the block template might include a transaction paying the miner from a UXO belonging to the marketplace, or the marketplace might pay the miner later. Both schemes would effectively require multiple competing marketplaces, with the proposal noting that the expectation would be that some community members and organizations would operate marketplaces on a non-profit basis to help preserve decentralization against the dominance of a single trusted marketplace. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Core Lightning 25.02 is a release of the next major version of this popular LN node. It includes support for peer storage, used for storing encrypted penalty transactions that can be retrieved and decrypted to provide a type of watchtower, in addition to other improvements and bug fixes, notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Eclair 3019 modifies a node's behavior to favor a remote commitment transaction seen in the mempool over broadcasting a local one during a peer-initiated unilateral close. Previously, the node would broadcast its local commitment, potentially causing a race between the two transactions. Opting for the remote commitment transaction is beneficial to the local node because it avoids local OP checksequin, severifies CSV timelock delays, and eliminates the need for additional transactions. From the local node to resolve pending HDLCs, Eclair 3016 introduces low-level methods for creating Lightning transactions in simple Taproot channels without making any functional changes. These methods are generated with Miniscript and differ from those outlined in the Bolts 995 specification. LDK 3003.140.2 adds a route parameters config struct that enables users to customize routing parameters for Bolt 12 invoice payments. Previously limited to max total routing fee MSAT, the new struct now includes max total CLTV expiry delta, max path count, and max channel saturation power of half. This change brings the Bolt 12 parameter setting in line with that of Bolt 11. Rust Bitcoin 4001.114 lowers the minimum non-witness transaction size from 85 bytes to 65 bytes, aligning with Bitcoin Core's policy, see newsletter. 222 and 232. This change allows for more minimal transactions, such as those with one input and one OP return output. Rust Bitcoin 4001.111 adds support for the new P2A standard output type, introduced in Bitcoin Core 28.0c newsletter. 315. BIP 1007.150.8 updates BIP 374. Which defines discrete log equality proofs, DLEC, see newsletter 335, by incorporating the message field into the RAND computation. This change prevents the potential leakage of the private key that could occur if two proofs were constructed with the same A, B, and G, but with different messages and an all zero R. BIP 1007.150 updates BIP 320.9, which defines a format for exporting wallet labels, by adding optional fields associated with addresses, transactions, and outputs. A JSON type fix is also included. BIPs 1712 and BIPs 1770.1 add BIP 3, replacing BIP 2 by making several updates to the BIP process. Changes include reducing the status field values to 4 from 9, allowing a draft BIP to be marked closed by anyone after a year of no progress, if authors do not confirm ongoing work, permitting BIP to remain in complete status indefinitely, enabling continuous updates to process BIP like this one, reassigning some editorial decisions from BIP editors to authors or the repository's audience, eliminating the comment system, and requiring a BIP to be on topic to receive a number, along with several updates to the BIP format and preamble.